Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by...
I'm Kate Markert. I'm Executive Director at Hillwood Estate Museum and Gardens.
I'm Amy Wilbur. I'm the Floral and Event Decor Designer at Hillwood.
Awesome. And we are here because the holidays are, of course, here, and we've all been quarantining, and we all want something to go out and find something safe and fun to do, and this is going to be perfect because it's the season's greetings at Hillwood Estate Museum and Gardens there in Northwest D.C., and there's also a book that came out about it, too, called A Garden for All Seasons, Marjorie Merriweather Post Hillwood. So thanks, everyone, for joining me. We'll take it all one at a time. There's a bunch of events coming up. But someone just overview, you know, maybe if a listener from the D.C. area has never been to Hillwood, remind them sort of where it's located over near Cleveland Park and just sort of the history of, you know, when it was founded.
Okay. It is a fabulous 25-acre estate. You just come out Connecticut Avenue, past the zoo, make a right on Tilden, and it's right down the hill. Very easy to get to. We have lots of free parking, so it's an easy place to get to from lots of places in Washington, although it's, you know, you can also get there by metro if you wish. It was Marjorie Merriweather Post's estate. And she is also the very famous builder of Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach. But that was her winter home. And this is where she spent spring and fall. And she was the daughter of C.W. Post, as in Post cereal, and a very wealthy woman, but also a major businesswoman, philanthropist, art collector. She was a very interesting and serious person who created beautiful gardens that very much relate to the art inside her 26,000 square foot mansion that can also be visited when you come to Hillwood. So there's a whole lot to see when you come.
Sounds great. And speaking of a whole lot to see, let's take the events one by one. I know one you're calling Season's Greetings, which is, I guess, sort of more like an overall thing. It's November 24th through January 10th.
Season's Greetings. The reason why we called it Season's Greetings is because every year for the holidays, we decorate trees in the house and in our visitor center. So we have a huge tree in the visitor center and four in the mansion. Since there were four in the mansion and there are four seasons and we have just published this wonderful garden book, why not have it be Season's Greetings so that you then look at each one of the seasons as expressed in a Christmas tree in the mansion? And Amy can tell you all about the Christmas trees in the mansion because they are her handiwork.
Well, yeah. Why don't you jump in here and explain about what sets these trees apart from other ones we could go see?
Great. Of course. So each year we take a theme, usually from an exhibit, or in this case, we did it from the book, and we base the trees off of the book. So this year, because it was Season's Greetings, as you walk into the mansion in the entry hall, you'll see the tree decorated in the theme of autumn. As you walk into the dining room, you'll see the tree decorated in the theme of summer. When you walk into the French drawing room, you'll see the tree decorated in the theme of spring. And then when you walk into the pavilion, you'll see the tree is decorated for winter. And all of the trees that we have decorated this year, we used permanent botanicals, and they all represent flowers or trees that are on property. So everything should look like it came directly out of the garden or from property. And then in the visitor center, we did a theme off of the natural beauties exhibit. And so everything is in these beautiful jewel tone colors that match a lot of the natural gemstones that are in the exhibit for that.
Great. Sounds like you can see all four seasons just by walking from room to room.
Yeah.
Sounds cool. Okay. And then I know you have it listed separately just on Tuesday, December 8th from 10:30 to 11 a.m. You have something called the Virtual Holiday Decor Tour. How does that differ from the Season's Greetings thing?
Well, that is Amy actually giving you a personal tour of the trees. So she is, you know, taking you through the house virtually, obviously, and explaining how she came up with the genesis for the design for each tree, and then what are the things she used in it, and how might you be able to do something similar at home?
Yes, and then it also, because we're going to do it via Zoom and it's live, we'll have time for people to ask questions. I know a lot of times whenever we do these tours in person, a lot of people have questions about either, you know, where it is they can then get some of these ornaments, or in this case, it's all of the permanent botanicals. So, you know, how it is that you can design your trees to look similar, or, you know, your one tree, or however it is that you're decorating your home for the season.
Great. And then the next day, on Wednesday, December 9th, and Friday, December 11th, you're doing a floral design how-to regarding the holiday blooms. Explain what that's involved. Is that Zoom as well?
Yes, so that is Zoom. We also have the option for people who are in the DC area that they can come and pick up the materials. And these workshops have been sort of a, you know, how to create a floral design for different themes as well. And this one we're doing as a holiday theme. So it's going to focus a lot on greens that you would see in wreaths or in swags, and then incorporating flowers that are with the season theme as well. And then what people can do is they can either get the materials list as they register for it, or they can pick up the materials as well. And then the people are also just welcome to just watch and sort of see a little tutorial on floral design. It's, again, a live thing, so I'm able to take questions. And at the end of the Zoom, we all sort of share our floral designs as well, which is really kind of fun. Everyone can see what everyone else has created.
Sounds great. And then I know also on December 12th, on that Saturday at 11 a.m., you're doing an online family program called Winter Adventure with the Snow Maiden. Catchy title. What is it?
Well, that actually is how we have gone virtual with our Winter Family Festival. And so for the Winter Family Festival, we usually have in person the Snow Maiden. And she usually interacts with visitors. But, of course, we had to translate that into a virtual experience. So families will be able to, you know, hear the story of the Snow Maiden and Father Frost, and they will be able to interact with her again live. So, or live, in virtually, in real time.
Sounds great. Well, thanks for putting on all of those different events. Sounds like something for everyone this holiday. Before we run, plug the book really quick. It's called A Garden for All Seasons, Marjorie Merriweather Post Hillwood. It's a hardcover book. We were joking before we got on here. It might be a little too big for a stocking stuffer, but it's also, is it not quite a coffee table book? But explain why it's a good gift for the holidays.
Oh, it's a fabulous gift. I mean, for any gardener on your list, or anybody who is kind of an armchair gardener, because I had just the best time researching how did Marjorie Merriweather Post actually develop the design. She worked with some very major landscape architects, but it is quite her vision for how the gardens and the mansion really have this incredible interaction, you know, between inside and outside. And there are lots of different gardens, lots of sort of different rooms. So we have a French parterre, we have a rose garden, we have a Japanese style garden, incredible, formal gardens, as well as wonderful informal spaces to stroll. So the first half of the book is an essay illustrated with lots of archival material and wonderful archival photographs that talk about, you know, that show how the garden was put together. And then the second half of the book is really a photographic essay by a marvelous photographer whose name is Eric Kowalczyk. And we had him actually come and photograph the garden over 2 years through every season. So he really got, you know, there's pictures of the garden in fog. There's wonderful pictures of the garden in winter, you know, dressed in snow. And, of course, spring, which is, of course, the really glorious season at Hillwood. So it has lots of information about how we actually maintain the garden at Hillwood. It has wonderful archival information, and it has fabulous pictures. So it's just a delectation from beginning to end.
Awesome. And I know it looks like it runs $50, and you can get it on hillwoodmuseumshop.org. And then you can find out more about all the other events that we've discussed on your website, hillwoodmuseum.org. Thanks so much. I between the book and then all the events at the actual mansion, it sounds like a lot of great stuff we can do as we head into the holidays. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jason.